D&D Outdoors is brought to you by the Headline Outdoors. Head on over to headlineoutdoors.com to watch Season 1, Season 2 today, and also download Headline Outdoors streaming app on Roku or Fire TV. D&D Outdoors is also brought to you by the Southwestern Outdoorsman. Head on over to www.southwesternoutdoorsman.com and purchase your D&D Outdoors official t-shirt or decal today. Welcome back, everyone, to D&D Outdoors. Today on the show, we're going to talk about this new 50-point buck. Is this going to be the new whitetail world record? Who knows? And we are going to be talking about the newest Headline Outdoors, I guess, sponsor, would you call them?
Sure, we can do that.
Perfect. So yeah, let's get right into it, guys. Thank you for coming back and listening to us. And as always, be sure we have D&D Outdoor Podcast shirts and decals available. That link will be, once again, in the description of this episode. And, you know, Dustin and I do this all out of our own pocket and our own time. And so anything helps. So how you doing today, Dustin?
Trying to catch up on this article here that you just sent me about this buck. And
yeah,
I mean, I've seen it floating around. I really hadn't paid much attention.
Yeah.
Started seeing all these memes, and I was like, all right, I'm out the loop. I'm old. What's wrong?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it is definitely interesting. You know, I was kind of the same way when I saw it the first couple of times. I was like, well, you know, it's probably one of those fake articles. And then probably after the 10th time I've seen it, I'm like, all right, I guess I need to look into this. So, kind of the background of this was on September 15th, Blake Keating of Kansas would killed a 50-point buck. Now, this 50-point buck was raised in a high fence, but from a game farm that was 10 miles away. But, however, this buck escaped the game farm, and it sounds like from all of it, the buck somehow managed also to get the ear tag out of it. So it didn't even have an ear tag. We'll be posting definitely pictures of this buck too on our Instagram and Facebook so you guys can look at it if you haven't seen it yet. But Mr. Blake was posting pictures. He actually caught it on a Tacticam reveal camera. And started honing in on it. So the question is, if this buck was raised in a high fence but escaped, it becomes a natural buck. Would you say that? Yes or no?
How old are they? Are they saying the buck is total? I mean, I know it escaped 2 years ago, but
I don't think they have an age on it.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Judging just by the size of the buck, outside of the antlers, but the body type, I would have to say it's probably anywhere between the 2 to 3 to 4 years. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the, yeah, it, neck. I mean, you're trying to put your hand over the horns here, but the Tacticam picture kind of, I guess it was last year. Yeah, it was last year. And he looks a little young right then.
Yeah. And then, but I mean, it survived a whole year out in the wild. Now, I'm not sure, obviously, being in Arizona, you being in Virginia, I've never really been to Kansas. I've driven through it, but I'm assuming there's predators out there that could have taken the buck down that it survived through.
Correct.
And, I mean, it's been living in the wild for a long time. The question, so does that make it free range? Because, I mean, I guess I think it does simply because it has been surviving. No other hunter has been able to take it. And, you know, Blake did a great job of scouting, figuring out the buck's location and its patterning it. And, you know, other hunters had opportunities to take it without paying money, in my assumption, because I doubt that it just stayed in one area.
I mean, yeah, you got to think if a pig gets loose, it goes wild within a couple of months, really, right?
Yeah.
starts growing the tusks back and all. So, I mean, you pop one of them, is that, if it's got tusks, it's classified as a wild boar then, right?
Yeah, it's, my understanding is anything that escapes from a game animal, just looking up some of the laws, and then like places like Texas where the high fence animals, exotics, are extremely common and abundant, that it's considered free range at that point. And if it doesn't have any identifying markers of who it belongs to, then it can be legally harvested by any hunter.
Could you imagine if it was illegal to shoot that thing and have to let it walk by you?
Yeah. That, yeah. I mean, that is a situation where that'd be
Turn the cameras off. Turn the cameras off. We're doing this.
No pictures. Just have it on your wall.
We're joking, people. We would not do stuff like that.
We don't break the law. We're ethical hunters here. But if you do look in the Tacticam picture, it does appear in the background of it, which we'll post also, there is a doe behind it.
It looks like a doe and a fawn.
Yeah. So, I mean, this escape buck could be causing problems down the road with its genetics if it has breeded with does in the area. So are you going to consider any offspring of this buck that could potentially be out there not free range?
How's that a problem though?
I don't think, but that's what I'm asking. I don't think it's a problem, but yeah, they're going to consider this buck, and the game farm was about nearly 10 miles away. That's a good amount, a good fair amount to travel. There's a fair enough chance, I'm sure, for it to get on a road.
Me here and doing the Trail Camera Tuesday stuff with Adam, it's, you know, we'll start seeing them, you know, first part of summer start developing the horns and all. We can watch them all through the summer. And it's times where you get closer to the rut and it's deer that I have never seen all year.
Yeah. They all come out of nowhere. They're ghosts.
So it's with that range of territory that they can move on. For me, I would say it's free range. It's a wild deer. No high fences around the property he was on. It's fair. It's fair chase.
I 100% agree. And if you don't agree with this, we would love to hear your reasonings why behind it. As we say, you know, Dustin, I think that we're perfect, but you know, at times we can make mistakes too.
He does. I don't. But even if it was able to pass its gene zone, they're free range too. I mean, they're born in the wild. They're not in captivity. Rock on. I hope they grow something bigger than that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that, could you imagine if this Blake guy kills one of his offspring and it's even bigger?
Yeah. More power to him.
Yeah, it would be amazing. I mean, it comes to two questions now. It doesn't really say necessarily where this was taken. I'm guessing, just judging because it was taken in Oklahoma and, oh no, it was killed in Kansas. I'm sorry. But it looks, I'm guessing now, if this is a draw unit or over-the-counter unit, I mean, I think people in that can go out and hunt that area, I would start trying to find tags in the next 3, 4, 5 years. Because I bet you there's going to be some of those other big bucks running around there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Looking at this antler, I mean, you better have one strong wall if you're going to mount that thing on your wall. But I'm sure Cabela's or Bass Pro Shops is going to be offering a pretty penny for this in their store.
Yeah, I'd heard rumors that they offer you somewhere, you know, the tens of thousands of dollars for animals like this, and they give you a replica of it.
Yeah, I mean, I would take a replica and then be able to say, whenever someone goes to that store, hey, you see my deer in there?
Yeah.
So it'll be definitely something that will be fun to track over the next couple of years, especially if this buck does have buck offsprings. And, I mean, it could be possible that this could become one of the hot zones of deer hunting as long as the genetics keep going through year after year. So definitely will be fun to watch out for. But we are going to take a quick break here from and have a quick word from the anchor.fm where we record this podcast, and we will be right back. As we said, the anchor.fm is the number one place to record your podcast, listen to podcasts, and whatever you want to do with your podcast. But yeah, we have a new partner that just has decided to come on board, which will be really exciting. You'll start be hearing a lot more about them here on the podcast and seeing their commercials on next season of Headline Outdoors. It is Kawash headlamps. Now, I know what you're thinking. These headlamps, you know, it's really, really just another headlamp, you think. But, I mean, I've got my hands on the headlamp to try it out. One's coming out your way too, Dustin, here.
Okay.
And these headlamps are pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. They have 200... and like 20 degrees of illumination. So, I mean, it's almost, so it wraps almost around half your head. It's 300 lumens. Now, the cool thing that I really like about it is once you turn it on, instead of like clicking through this, like the little setting buttons and all that, it actually has a sensor where you just wave your hand in front of it to change it.
Really?
Yep. Yep, it has a cool sensor, so you don't have to be messing with the buttons all the time. Which
I hope the battery holds up to me just sitting there just playing with it with my hands and all.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes if you have an itch on your head, your headlamp, well, you'll be like, wait, what's going on here? But it makes it so much easier to use the headlamp, and I used it on my archery deer hunt, the early hunt out here in Arizona, and I haven't used a headlamp this bright ever, and it's just, it makes, well, let's just be simple. I'm kind of clumsy at times. I didn't trip over anything that night or early morning. So, yeah, definitely will be, there'll be a lot more information coming out on that. And if you haven't checked out Headline Outdoors, we got season one and season two out there, and we just got, what, another show?
We have Legends of Legions. If anyone listens to the confessionals with Tony Merkel, this is his actual, you know, podcast confessionals. This is his television or video where he actually goes out and hunts for, you know, abandoned buildings, ghosts, Bigfoot, all these things that he talks about on the confessionals. We aired the trailer, and we're about to air the first episode of that.
Ugh, I can't wait to watch it. It is going to be definitely, I'm all into that stuff, so I'm really excited to watch it. And from the sounds of it, it's not going to be one of those, obviously, it's not going to be one of those big network where they're going to be plugging and playing and making stuff up as it goes.
No, it's from what I've seen of the episodes, it is just him by himself with a camera trying to, you know, go through the places and do his research and all. I think I saw a post from him talking about he was looking for a camera guy, so he ain't got a fiddle fart with it and try to figure out, because if he's like me, you know, you're sitting in a tree and you're trying to get all the camera stuff going, you take last year when I shot that buck and muzzleloader season, I was doing the cameras, and I forgot to hit the GoPro for the B-roll footage.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's definitely, it'll be nice if he does have a cameraman. Yeah, we self-film everything that you see, so what you see is what we're seeing pretty much.
Yeah, especially when you see the camera shaking.
Yeah. As we said. Yeah, which adds some fun to it. But as always, you know, be sure to go download the Headline Outdoors app on Roku and Fire TV. It's very simple. I just actually got a new Fire Stick on Saturday, and the first thing I downloaded was the Headline Outdoors app, and it's a seamless download. You just have to search for it and hit a button. So if you need us to walk it through it, I can make a video for you with some shakes.
Now, how will we do that? If we air that on the channel, how are they going to watch it and then be able to come on now, you're putting the horse before the buggy.
What do you mean?
If we make the video, we put it on the channel.
Oh, no, I'll put it out on – we can get it out on – yeah, I guess that's very true. We will – yeah, I'll get it out on YouTube. Or we'll get it out on YouTube for you guys to watch. I hope you guys know how to use YouTube. If not, I'm sorry. You guys might be out of luck here. Because I am not.
If you don't know how to work YouTube, I'll meet you at the McDonald's at 5 a.m. for coffee. Because that's where all the other old people are.
Perfect. We'll have a tech walkthrough station for you guys. Oh, Lord. Yeah. So, but as always, we thank you guys for listening to the show. Be sure to download Headline Outdoors. Be sure to like D&D Outdoor Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And we appreciate all the support and all you listeners out there. And we have a very special episode coming up next week, and we're really excited to announce it and see what you guys think about it. It'll be something a lot different than what Dustin and I typically do, so that way, you know, we'll get some energy in your system, switch it up, keep you guys on your toes. Have a great day, guys, or morning, and if you're going to work, it'll be over soon, I promise.